France says it's not America's bitch. Let's get into it. So, French President Emmanuel Macron said that France and the EU were not America's bitch. Specifically, he said that Paris is an ally of Washington and not a vassal. So, what am I talking about? What's the background here? The background is Macron was being asked about his stance on China and Taiwan, the tensions between both countries, China and Taiwan, and also China and the United States. He quoted, and this is a quote from him, quote, "Being an ally does not mean being a vassal. Does it mean that we don't have the right to think for ourselves?" This came on the heels of Macron's visit to China this past Sunday, a few days before he made that statement. He said that Macron did that EU can't be, quote, America's followers, and that it is not in the European Union's interest to incite tension with China over Taiwan. He also told reporters, quote, "The worst thing would be to think that we Europeans must become followers on this topic." By followers, he means followers of the United States on this topic, "and take our cue from the U.S. agenda and a Chinese overreaction," end quote. This angered Americans, including U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and said Washington might leave the EU, European Union, to handle the Ukraine conflict by itself, which, hell no, it won't do. The president of the European Council, Charles Michel, also reacted to this. He weighed in and said, quote, "Quite a few leaders of EU countries think like Macron, but they wouldn't say things the same way." So here's my take on this. France and the whole European Union is America's bitch, and it's always been America's bitch. In the Afghan and Iraq wars, you had the United Kingdom / Great Britain, France, Germany, Italy, etc. All of them aided and abetted the US in some way, shape, or form. Tony Blair was even the prime minister of the UK, was universally deemed and mocked as America's poodle, aka America's bitch. And so I don't buy this bullshit that France isn't a follower of the United States, because all European Union countries, including France, including the UK, including Italy, Germany, and so on, Spain, are America's bitch. They are followers of the United States, unfortunately, and they can't think for themselves. Like I said, one massive example is the Afghan and Iraq wars. You didn't see them stand up against the United States, and instead they aided and abetted it. Another major example, which is a recent one, is the Nord Stream pipeline, which benefited Europe and which the United States blew up in order to get Europe to become more dependent on America. And so that was a deal, the Nord Stream pipeline was a deal in which Germany was chief among them who benefited, was chief among the European Union who benefited from gas sales and natural resource sales between it, the EU, and Russia. And so the United States, because it wanted to get in the middle of that deal to get the EU, including Germany, hooked on its own natural resources, went and blew up the pipelines. Which, and the European Union as a whole hasn't done anything since. As a matter of fact, they've even played dumb, played stupid in in an effort not to acknowledge and in order to placate the United States. It doesn't want to anger the United States. So it is America's bitch. It is America's bitch on a lot of issues. The Afghan and Iraq wars, the Nord Stream pipeline, and this China-Taiwan issue. I don't see the EU and France, despite France's outward protest, which is a flimsy and flail one at best, deviating from the United States. Unfortunately, the EU is going to take the United States' course on this, and they're going to go by America's leadership when it comes to China and Taiwan. And so that's what I have to say about this, about France being or not being America's bitch. Same with the EU. What do you guys think about this story? Leave a like. That helps with the algorithm so more people are able to join this community. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this story here, because it's a very interesting one. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.